destination for African sounds. Radio Africana.
Hey! I told you, my, Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners across the globe. This is the Revelation Hour with Pastor Letty. I'm so thrilled today to be here on Radio Africana, a premium radio station that brings us amazing content worldwide. We are immensely grateful to Radio Africana for this platform. We are here every Sunday, 3 p.m. UK time. Other regions, of course, the time varies, different regions, so you can convert your times. So I just want to encourage you, our viewers, to invite others. You can connect through the app Radio Africana or even the web page of Radio Africana to be able to connect to us. So as I said, every Sunday we are here, 3 p.m., and it's Revelation Hour with Pastor Letty. So today I'm speaking to you from Women of Purpose International, and Women of Purpose International, known as WOPI, W-O-P-I. It is an empowering ministry dedicated to helping women to fulfill their purpose in life. So our mission is to empower women every aspect of life. So that is spiritual and emotional, mental, financial. I'd say it's a whole complete wellness or well-being of an individual. So I am privileged today to introduce our remarkable guest, a woman whose own transformation has inspired and changed the lives of many other women. So joining us today from Melbourne, Australia, is Mbuyaba Rafi Mel Mangengeja, a distinguished mental health therapist and a practitioner. So she's going to introduce herself today, and she's going to go through a series of topics with us under the umbrella mental wellness. So mental wellness covers a lot of aspects of mental well-being. So she's going to speak to us today, and the topic that we are going to start with is called understanding our emotions. Understanding our emotions. So she's going to run through a different series with us, and I promise you, after this, you have insight around this subject, mental well-being. So without further ado, I would like to invite Mel to introduce herself to our listeners here on Radio Africana. So welcome, Mel.
Thank you so much, Pastor Letty, and for having me on the program, Radio Africana. It's humbling to be called to address or to discuss what I call matters of the heart. And yes, look forward to this series. They will indeed transform your life. They have transformed other people's lives, and I believe they will also transform your lives. So yes, I am based in Melbourne, like Pastor Letty said, and I am a mental health practitioner and a therapist and a relationship coach, and my notch is a mental health and well-being of individuals. So yes, today we are going to be talking about understanding our emotions. And one may ask, why have we jumped, or why are we discussing about about understanding our emotions? Because emotions are part of our well-being. When we talk about well-being, we are talking about our overall state of health, which comprises happiness and fulfillment, encompassing both physical, mental, and emotional, as well as social dimensions of life. And so this is just one part of well-being that I have uprooted from the four parts of well-being. So we are starting with that part of mental health, which encompasses our emotions. And it is important to know about our emotions, because you know, it balances everything. Mm-hmm. And when we have a good grasp of our emotions, we are able to communicate to others, and others also are able to understand us better. Hence, I thought about talking about emotions. Now, others may ask, what do these emotions look like? Now, understanding our emotions really, in a nutshell, would say it involves recognizing. So, do you recognize your emotion? And maybe, if I may say, do we know what emotions are? Others would want to call them feelings, right? So they are endless, but we've got happiness, joy, we've got sadness, which encompasses grief, sorrow, disappointment. And then we've got anger that comprises frustration, irritation, rage. Then we go on to fear. Fear is mostly known from a psychological point of view. When we speak in the language, we know it as anxiety, or in simple layman language, worry, right? And dreading, you know, oh, I am dreading to go and see so and so because they make me feel very uncomfortable. So these are, and then of course, I said the list is endless. They surprise. And under surprise, we have things like shock, amazed. Are you feeling amazed? You know, then we've got disgust, you know, where you're feeling, oh my God, this is just so unpleasant. So these are all emotions that come up to anyone, or they can come up within anybody. Anyone who's a human being, Pastor Letty, has these emotions underlining us, and they will be seen when we are triggered or when we are under certain circumstances or certain environments, that we tend to see these emotions coming up and then representing, or rather presenting out in individuals. Sometimes they just lie dormant, right? But mostly triggered by either events, they are triggered by situations, they are triggered by conversations that we end up getting into. And that's why it is so important for us to be able to understand these emotions. Yeah. What are they? So when we talk about these, and I'm also going to say, you know, so I say it's about understanding our emotions. It's going beyond just knowing. It's going beyond just knowing what are they. It's about, you know them, you understand, you recognize. You know, you cannot recognize something that you don't know, Pastor Letty. You've got to know something in order for it, in order for you to actually identify it. So you've got to recognize it and identify, and then know what we feel, why we are feeling this way, and how it affects us as individuals. And then, of course, and how it also affects the world or the system, the immediate system around us. That might be your husband if you are married. It might be your children if you've got children. It might be your congregates, Pastor Letty. You know, it might be your congregates in the church. It might be the community that you serve. It might be your workmates at work. So it is important for us to understand emotions, because they speak volume to self, and they speak volume to the world around us. And this is the reason why people say, oh, you guys don't really understand me. you know, my boss doesn't quite get me. My mom doesn't understand me. What is it that they are saying you are not understanding? It's because when these emotions erupt or when these emotions come out, how are we interpreting these emotions is also very important. So understanding emotions does not only is not only required by the self, but it is also required by the environment or the world around us. And that's why we are having these sessions, that we educate not only the self, because when I understand myself, I understand how this emotion, why am I being joyful now? Why am I feeling sad now? What is this emotion speaking to me? I can understand it and I can endeavor to continue to find out what it is saying to me, but also to finish the communication channels, whoever and wherever these emotions are being displayed, they need to be understood. It's almost like saying to you, Pastor Letty, hello, Pastor Letty, how are you? That's communication.
So you've got
then to understand, Pastor Letty, that Mel has just asked me how I am. And then I've got to respond in an appropriate manner according to how it's been asked. Oh, I'm very well, Mel. How are you? So you see, there's a two-way communication because this is verbal communication. So this is the same way with our emotions. Our emotions are a way of communication to self and to the world around us. So when a child, throws an anger or a tantrum, mom, you should be quick enough to understand what that emotion is meaning to you. That child is trying to communicate something to you, right?
That's right.
Yeah. A child walks through the door bag or their backpack at the back. They've got their head down and they are dragging their feet and they are walking into their room. They don't look at you in the eyes. They don't say, oh, you say, hi, how was school? And they say, okay. And they continue walking to their room. You can see their face looks quite sad. That's some form of communication for you as a parent. They have not been able to say much to you. They are not able to say, mom, I'm feeling very sad. I am feeling that is nonverbal, is speaking to you as a mother, is speaking to you as a parent, is speaking to you as an older sibling, as a boss, as a pastor in the congregate. You have got your congregates that you know very well. That when they are happy, truly they are happy. You can see it written all over their faces. So one day they walk up to you or you discover that, you know, as you are looking through your congregates, you see that this person looks very down and sad. That sadness is being communicated to you. So you then need to approach and say, hey, I see you are not yourself recently. I've seen that you are looking sad. Am I seeing right? So that's what we talk about when we say understanding emotions. There is a reason why we talk about understanding these emotions. They are speaking to self. They are speaking to the world around us. And so when the world around identify that an emotion is being spoken to us, then we've got a problem. So that's why it is important to know why we are saying understanding our emotions is important, because it is a means of communication. Communication from self to the other, and it has to be understood.
Right.
And it has to be responded to. Hello, Pastor Letty, how are you? And then you respond and, oh, I was in, actually, I was in London last week, Mel. And so you, you can see how that is not quite the right respond for this particular conversation. So that's why we're saying it's the same. And I think because it's a non-spoken type of communication, people really, and when we give these examples, that's when you can actually see that, oh, okay, so actually, yes, I haven't really
understood. Yeah,
understood this emotion. So it is right to check in with the person that is presenting with this emotion, the person that is exhibiting this emotion. Check with them. Am I seeing right? I've seen you that you have been quite sad. You have been appearing as quite sad. Is that true? Is there anything I can do to help? That's when we are talking about understanding emotion. This person will feel quite validated, will feel quite hurt. They will sit down and say, oh, yes, you've seen right. My mother, I lost your sister. I lost a job. I'm financially stressed. That's when we start now to communicate and understand each other. So it's quite an interesting topic. Understanding our emotions, Pastor Leti.
Wow. That's, you know, it is, Mel, to be fair, it is, to be honest, it is a very, very, very important topic. You know, I've just learned something as you were talking regarding not just knowing, but understanding. You know, we can know that someone is sad, we can know that someone is happy, but do we understand why and what's behind that happiness or sadness, whatever emotion it is? And also, you mentioned something about communication. You know that it is a way of communicating, and it is a two-way communication. Whereby you are communicating to yourself and also to others. It's important, especially when you mentioned about others. We as individuals, sometimes we understand our own emotions, but we don't understand other people's emotions. So it would be so difficult to communicate with that person or to understand them, what they are going through, because we don't understand. You know, there's no communication there. So it is very important, as you have mentioned, Mel, that we need to understand even others as a way of communication through these emotions. Wow. This is really, really, really a mind-blowing. It's really important, you know, speaking to self and speaking to the world around you. Wow. That is great. That is great. I just want to ask you a question, Mel. Maybe to give a practical example.
So, yes. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, to give a practical example, because I know you have been in this specialty for a long time. What made you and what led you to have interest in this mental wellness of a person? Because now I'm a pastor and, dealing with the other aspects of life rather than the spiritual only, it's like sometimes a bit out of the scope, out of the area. But now I understand that it is inclusive. You know, we cannot speak about spirituality or religion or anything else without understanding the mental wellness of a person. So I don't know what led you to this and, you know, to come up with this understanding. Emotions and the wellness, mental wellness, just to draw people a little bit back, because you know the stuff that you are bringing is really, really awesome.
Okay, so thanks, Pastor Lee. But for me, what drew me so to have interest in mental wellness or mental well-being of a person. And started right back from the time that I went to university in New Zealand and taking up the Bachelor of Nursing and then finishing the general training and then majoring into mental health. So that's where my journey started and the interest began. And also being a spiritual person, I found that very, very interesting, because when I went into studying mental health and specializing in mental health, I said to myself, because when you speak and when you start to think about mental wellness of a person, you are really getting involved into personal space of people. Mm-hmm. You are, it's not just about, you know, it's what they are thinking. You are getting into their personal space, their bubble space, I always call it. And so they will let you in with the understanding that you are going to try and understand how they are feeling and how they are thinking. So that alone drove me to, okay, Lord, help me. I'm taking this on board. I'm taking this further because I want to be able to understand your people better. You know, and not just from the theory point of view, but I also wanted to understand from the biblical point of view. So I have been on this journey trying to understand mental wellness from the theoretical psychological point of view and also from the spiritual perspective. And my journey in this has not stopped. I've continued to further educate myself and to further research, and hence the interest continues even up to now to growing in knowing exactly, not exactly, but knowing what this means to individuals. So that's, I think, in some nutshell, is what has drawn me to mental wellness, because it's not just it's not just about understanding. It's not just about knowing, like you're saying. It goes beyond interest for me, because even in my journey at work in mental health, I've had the opportunity to actually get into people's spaces and share their intimate, things that they would not share with anyone else. And so for me, it has even given me a much more, more than just an interest in going and knowing people. So I think for anyone else who is developing an interest, you've got to be prepared to be vulnerable yourself, because besides my training and everything else and my journey experience at work, I've had also mental health issues, challenges within my family and wider family as well. My sister, older sister, has got a child that took his own life, and that has continued to even push me in pursuing how does someone get to taking their own life, you know, what really is going on within them. So, you know, and this was very close to home, where I'm thinking, and where did we go wrong? If we did, how come we did not see this coming? So for me, it's been more than just an interest, because I'm studying it. It's not about it bringing money or it being a job. Or for me, it's actually a ministry. And I've said, as I was getting into it, Lord, as I get to know these people, if I am walking into a psychiatric ward, Lord, I want to walk in you. I want your character, so that when even when I speak and say, hey, how are you this morning, may that bring a change and a healing to them. So for me, and I've seen God at work. And so for me, yes, I would. And that even further helped me when I went into training as a therapist, where I said, Lord, I'm not just going to be an ordinary therapist. But I'm going to be a therapist that has your character. Because I believe Jesus himself was the greatest. He was the greatest therapist himself. And so if we walk in his ways, I believed that we will do wonders as therapists, as counselors, or whoever we are. So that is what has really helped me to understand emotions or understand mental health and have an interest, a huge interest in mental health.
Wow. Wow. This is amazing. Yeah, it's more than just knowledge for you. It's more than just a career for you, but it is a ministry. I like that. You know, when someone is doing something with their heart, you know, you put your heart into what you are doing because you love it. You love people. That's the main thing, because you have seen things happening to people and you believe that your contribution may have a positive impact in people's lives, which is really amazing and which is very, very crucial in life. And also you mentioned that people do react or do things because of what is happening in themselves. And when people don't understand what is happening to your beloved one, to the person that is next to you, you don't understand their emotions, it will be very difficult to offer any help or support. And hence, we see all these figures of suicide deaths happening, people maybe divorcing, people, you know, running away from home, disappearing, things like that, because people don't know how to cope with their emotions. They don't understand how to respond to them. Most of it is a reaction. You mentioned a few things to do with what emotions does and how we can see the emotions from a person. Maybe we can see a person being sad, being happy, or being fearful, being angry, or maybe displaying a shock or a different, maybe a surprise. You mentioned things like that, Mel. So I'm so grateful today for this session. And I know you're going to take us into different segments and topics. Parts of this topic. So today, as we are in part one, it's like more of an introduction, really, is it, Mel? And I want to believe that you'll be going in depth with this. And to our viewers, before I give this another chance to Mel to maybe put a close to this part one of understanding emotion, to our viewers, I just want to encourage you wherever you are, our listeners, our listeners, wherever you are listening from across the globe, wherever you are, there is help. There is help. And if you can't reach anyone closer to you, you can reach Mbuyaba Rafi in Australia. We'll get your details when she finishes. She'll give you an email. You can drop her an email with a question. She'll answer you. You can reach us as well on Women of Purpose. We can also try to point you to the right direction, because we believe that every aspect of a human being matters, not only spiritual, not only social, not only financial, but all aspects, all the whole well-being of a person. Hence, we are doing these topics, and we have more topics to come. So today we are speaking with Mel Mbuyaba Rafi from Melbourne. And she's talking to us about understanding emotions. And this is part one. So thank you so much, Mel, for accepting our invitation here to come and speak to us. I just want you to give us your closing remarks as we close part one of this understanding emotions. And I want to to encourage you, our listeners, that please connect again every Sunday, not to miss out on these sessions. These are free. If you go somewhere and you get these, you have to pay lots of money to get this information. But here on Revelation Hour, Women of Purpose, we love people. We love God and we love people. So Mbuyaba Rafi, thank you so much for coming. Give us your closing remarks to someone out there who is thinking, how can I, you know, get, you know, help? How can I learn to understand? Because just saying, understand your emotion, how do I do it? It's another thing. It's another thing to somebody. Yes. It's a difficult thing. Yeah. So tell us, Mel.
Okay, thanks, Pastor Leti, and thanks to the listeners and viewers out there on Radio Africana. I am really honored and proud to be part of Women of Purpose International. Thank you, and I feel so privileged to rub shoulders with you. And every day I pray to God that anointing may also overflow to me from you, Pastor Leti. But in closing, really, I'll just try to sum up. Understanding our emotions, like I said, really involves us recognizing. So if you recognize something, say, yes, that's that. Right? And then you acknowledge it, because sometimes you recognize something, but you may dismiss it. Right? So it's about recognizing and then acknowledging. So I recognize I've got anger, which we'll discuss in the next session, part two. So you recognize that you have anger, because you asked, Pastor Leti, how would someone understand? We talk about in understanding emotion. How do I understand emotions? So you understand them by recognizing them. Identify that, oh, this is an emotion. Oh, this is anger. This is joy. This is sadness. This is frustration. This is jealousy, right? And when we have identified that, you acknowledge, actually, I've got jealousy issues here. I think I've got anger issues here. So when you understand that, when you recognize that and you acknowledge it and accept that this is the feeling you've got, and why then are you feeling it? You then go ahead and further to investigate, why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling happy? Why am I angry? Why am I jealous? And how that is affecting you and the people around you. Now, you know, you have also to go further and try to explore what is triggering this. Why am I angry? There's got to be a trigger to everything. There is no one who just wakes up angry. No, Pastor Leti, there is always a reason behind it. Like you said, we've got to find something underlining underneath. And so exploring the triggers and this situation that may be causing these emotions. And then you also, what also helps you in understanding emotions is you've got to reflect on your past experiences. It is important to explore and reflect on your past experiences and patterns. And this can also help you. And, you know, this involves really taking time on self-reflection, and also sometimes even discussing, you know, with others and seeking professional guidance, like you mentioned. That's how you can further educate yourself and inform yourself, because, you know, even the Bible says, my people have perished due to lack of knowledge. So you also have to source out and ask, Pastor Leti, this, I don't know, but I feel like these feelings I'm feeling, I'm not understanding them. Pastor Leti might help you as a pastor. She might help you also from her experience of working with people in terms of their emotions. She may further you to see someone else, right? So discuss, do not shy away. If you are experiencing any type of emotion that you do not understand, and it's causing relationship issues, and people are not understanding you, you are not understanding yourself, seek help before you ruin relationships, right? And so this self, and this also helps you to improve on your self-awareness and will lead to better emotional regulation and healthier interactions with the world around us and the family. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. It is a privilege and honor to have you on Revelation Hour. Mel, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Someone out there might want to know where to reach you. If you can maybe give people your email address so that if someone is in need of this help, you never know, someone might be listening and they just want to turn things around their lives. Maybe someone was at the edge of giving up and they've come across this teaching and they want to speak to you. Is there anywhere they can reach you, your email or anyhow?
Okay. Yes, they can reach us on info@mbuyavarafi.com. Right.
Info. You can spell that, if you can spell Mbuyava Rafi.
Okay. Info. So info, INFO at Mbuyava Rafi. So M for Mary, B for bird, U for umbrella, Y for yo-yo, A for apple, V for van, A for apple, R for Robert, A for apple, P for Peter, H for house, Y for yoyo.com.
Wow. Thank you so much. So it's info@mbuyavarafi.com.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can get in touch. You can also get in touch with Women of Purpose on WOPI, WOPI. So it's Women of Purpose International, but in abbreviation, W, Whiskey, Oscar, Paul, Indigo, dot INT, short for international, at gmail.com. So it's WOPI.INT@gmail.com. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, our listeners. And thanks to Radio Africana for this platform that we can be heard worldwide. Mbuyava Rafi Mel, thank you so much. We'll catch with you in our next session, part two of Understanding Emotions. So thank you so much, everyone. Stay connected and stay blessed. We love you. We love you. We love you. This is Revelation Hour by Pastor Letty.
Shana banane sana. Shana manana mayana sa. Dibi dipa dia duta kandia da pasha. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh. That matters. Nanya mana sasa.
What would I live for if I don't have you in my life? What would I gain
if you take the Holy Ghost. Said of me
if you didn't hold
me. Now I've come to realize
that you are all I am.
You are all that matters. You are all that matters.
Hey!
I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters.
I'll make room for two.
You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Is it the house or is it the car? I'll give them all to you. Is it the name or is it the faith? I'm nothing without you. What would have become of me if I didn't see your light? What would have been said of me if you didn't hold my hand? Now I've come to realize that you are all I am. In front of my melody, you are all that matters.
I don't believe us in the house tonight.
I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all.
I wish I could hear you sing it out.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well.
If it matters to you tonight, can you lift up those hands and speak in other tongues and blast in other tongues as you worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who made all things new, the one who made it possible for us to be here today, Jesus.
Pili pili piku tuku tigana anana nyona shenda debelo.
Can you lift up your hands and begin to speak in other tongues tonight? I wish you can say things, mystical things to God tonight. Tell him that is all that matters to you. Tell him that silver or gold cannot take his place. Tell him sweet things tonight. I thank God for those who are worshiping. Open up your mouth to Jesus. Open up your mouth and lift up your voice. I want to hear people tonight who are ready to take the name of Jesus.
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. No matter what men bring to me. Oh, Shalaba Yonamo. Shalama Yonamo Yonamo. Shalama Yonamo. Sibring, crowing, ringing, drinking, man, sembra, and tonkandiana.
Oh, can we begin to have koinonia tonight? Can we begin to have koinonia tonight? Can I hear people tonight who want to speak mysteries? Patoko bata katayada, esetete patoko batayada. God is so heavy in this place. The spirit of the prophetic. Now begin to talk to God. Now begin to tell him what you need. Open up your mouth and let him fill you. Out of the belly, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Can you open up your mouth tonight? What will I live for if I don't have you in my life? What will I give if you take the Holy Ghost? Can you lavish your worship tonight? We didn't come to get familiar with Jesus. We came to love on him tonight.
You are all that matters.
Everybody sing it.
Oh, oh, oh. Destiny, you are all that matters.
Oh,
I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters.
Yeah.
I'll put you in front, oh,
hey,
in front of my destiny. You are all that matters. All that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters.
What are we doing?
Radio Africana. Number one for African content.